You've heard about a back-of-the-envelope pitch. How about a back-of-the-phone pitch?
What product do you have with you all the time? Your phone. You're in the meeting and you put your phone down, or you're looking at the front and everyone else is looking at the back. And the back of your phone tells a story.
September 1st is the biggest move-in day of the year. When apartment hunting is like hunting a beast, here's a solution. And the simplest and most effective cleaning tool around.
The fact it's 10 times more powerful than bleach, yet it's completely safe.
Also, the healthiest popcorn you can make.
Microwave popcorn right now, it has, you know, chemicals and it has plastic or metal embedded in it. Oils that are in it are chemically altered, and the smell and the taste, it's all chemicals.
But they don't do it that way. This is the Language of Business, a weekly podcast designed to inform and inspire entrepreneurs and anyone thinking about a startup. Learn about strategies that work and strategies that don't work. I'm executive producer Don Kelly. Our host is Greg Stoller, Harvard MBA and senior lecturer at Boston University Questrom School of Business. On this episode, we look at disruptive technologies. Here's Greg Stoller.
Thanks, Don. People spend so much time looking at their phones, but how much thought is given to the back? That's all about to change. We're here in the Metro West portion of Boston with Patrick Planche and Stephen Bach of Swap-Ons. Gentlemen, welcome to the Language of Business.
Thank you.
So who cares about the back of a cell phone?
Well, what product do you have with you all the time? Your phone, more than anything else. And either you're looking at the back of the phone, you're in the meeting and you put your phone down, or you're looking at the front and everyone else is looking at the back. And the back of your phone tells a story. It expresses a passion, communicates a message, does a whole variety of things. And we're creating a vehicle for that to occur, something that'll bring a smile, evoke a memory, or a passion, or something that's very important to you.
In an $8 billion marketplace, what makes Swap-Ons disruptive?
Well, if you think about it, there are a lot of choices on the market for phone cases, but the choices are, in reality, very limited. You can buy a lot of cheap cases, or you can buy very expensive cases, but once you make a decision, you have a case. You can buy a new case, but that requires a new investment decision. So with Swap-Ons, you can have one case and unlimited designs. So we're taking on this $8 billion market, which needs something new and fresh and something innovative, and we've created the vehicle for that.
Patrick, how does the technology work?
Basically, the way it works, the whole idea is to make something fun, so that people will enjoy using during the day, as any other case, but very slick, very nice. And then you have this swap feature, which is infinite swap, where you just pull off the design like this. There's no sticky, nowhere. You can put your fingers on it. You can actually place a second design inside your case and just put a new design in your case like this, as easy as that. And here you go, you totally change your look. So as easy and slick as that Swap-Ons.
Why couldn't a competitor easily copy this?
So it's just a very clever, simple way of doing it, and we have patents that's covering it. And this infinite swap technology covers the smartphone case, which is the first market we're going to take over. But then we're going to develop a whole line of product. The whole idea is to give customers the choice of expressing their passion on a very simple way, affordable way.
Not just limited to cell phone cases.
No, we'll develop a whole series of products that are relevant for people that they enjoy using. There will be, you know, luggage tags, there are going to be keychain, different products that will help them personalize their life, because in today's market where everybody's trying, it's like we call a me-commerce market where everybody's trying to personalize, Swap-Ons will be a great platform to do it very efficiently on a very affordable way, so people can really enjoy and change with their mood in the morning, et cetera, et cetera.
If this is all about me-commerce, is this for businesses, consumers, or both?
Yes, both. Absolutely for both. So for consumers, to pick up on Patrick's customization point, if you're into customizing products, we've created a online platform to do that, which we feel is best in breed. So it's not just about the experience you have with your case, it's about the experience of creating your case. If you're not someone who likes to create or customize, we have a collection of products that you can choose from.
From a marketing perspective, is it about disruption, a conversation starter, or both?
It's both. It really depends. Well, from a business standpoint, it's about disruption. The market really needs something new that gives consumer choice, as Patrick mentioned. So from a disruption point of view, with our patent, we're bringing something very new and fresh to the market. From the consumer or the business standpoint, it's whatever you want it to be. So as Patrick likes to call it, it's a chameleon. It could be anything you want.
Once you order it online, how long does it take to get the product?
It takes usually 5 to 7 days, no more, and sometimes shorter.
Stephen, what's the replacement cost?
The replacement cost, and that's part of what's so exciting about the business model, is $7.50 to buy a new design. So there's no investment decision involved. As if you were buying a new case, do you want to spend another $35 or $40? You're going to stick with your old case, one look, one thing that you're communicating.
Is there any way to get the image instantly?
Well, actually, yes, we're working on a way of giving this instant gratification, and we're working on a system that will enable customers to, at parties, at events, and different places, to get directly their swap-ons design.
Are the cases as durable as companies that only make cell phone cases?
Not only is as durable, but it's nicer and sleeker. And when people ask me this question, I said the best way of doing it is actually throwing your phone.
Is it more about the business case or being a conversation starter?
It really is both. From a conversation point of view, we get a ton of feedback from people who have the cases who say someone noticed it, someone asked about a picture on it, or anything that was on it. And that's where the storytelling comes in, or a way to break the ice or start a conversation. From the business point of view, it's a great billboard for your business. If it's your logo, people notice it, you're advertising your business all the time with something that is right on the back of your phone.
Patrick, Stephen, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Co-founders of Swap-Ons.
Coming up, the simplest and most effective cleaning tool around and the healthiest popcorn you can make. But first, September 1st is the biggest move-in day of the year. When apartment hunting is like hunting a beast, here's a solution. As the language of business continues.
Do you have a beast of a time renting an apartment? Ishai Grinberg wants to change that. He is the CEO and founder of Rental Beast. And Ishai, welcome to the Language of Business.
Good to be here.
What about Rental Beast is disruptive?
For hundreds of years, when people wanted to find an apartment to rent, they couldn't answer the simple question of what is available and for what price. So to this day, people run on many different websites, many different newspapers. I was just in Los Angeles, and you speak to 1,000 people and ask them, how'd you go about finding a place to live? Almost everybody resorts to driving around looking for yard signs. So what Rental Beast has done, it's compiled the largest, most comprehensive, and most accurate database of all rental properties in any market we exist. And we started right here in Massachusetts.
How is that different from a broker just listing the properties that he or she has under agreement?
Real estate agents tend to represent properties for sale on an exclusive basis, but the vast majority, more than 90% of the listings on the for rent side of the business, are non-exclusive, or what we call in the industry open listings. So these listings actually never make it to be exclusively represented by an agent, and thus never make it into an MLS. So what we've created is the equivalent to MLS on the apartment rental side of the business.
And how does it work from the consumer standpoint?
We're a free service to consumer, and now instead of them having to go on multiple websites or use many different real estate agencies, we partner up with the top brand name, really best in class real estate agencies in the markets we exist. We train them on how to properly service renters. We give them cutting edge tools and, of course, access to the most comprehensive rental database. So now if a consumer reaches our site or one of our partners' website, they can just click a button, and doesn't matter whether they're looking to find a place to rent in one neighborhood or in 10 neighborhoods, a professional real estate agent will take them through the entire process, guide them through it, help them sign a lease and move in. So one of the things we like to say is we help people actually find apartments, not just give them listings.
From the owner standpoint, are you only targeting the big guys, or even someone with, say, 6 to 10 units that they own?
Even one unit. So we are obsessed with compiling almost as close as we can get to 100% of the inventory in the markets we exist. And really, we are, I don't know if there is a more compelling proposition for landlords of any size than Rental Beast. It's a free service to the landlords. And we not only give them and provide them with really high quality tenants, soup to nuts, including processing the paperwork and processing the application, but we do a lot of other stuff, like helping them price their rental. So I happen to be a landlord myself. When a tenant moves out, there is no good data resource for you to figure out what should you charge for rent. Could you charge more? Should you charge less? What type of tenant you're going to attract? By posting the vacancies a landlord has into Rental Beast, we help them maximize rent roll.
How do you make money?
We have enterprise license agreements with big brokerage firms. So it's the real estate agencies that actually pay us to utilize our technology and to access our database.
What are you trying to accomplish in terms of disrupting the current version of the leasing process?
we're trying to make apartment hunting an easy process. We want everything in life right now is an application. You press a button, you get something, right? You press a button, you get a car. You press a button, you get a ticket. We want to get as close as we can to the point where people press a button and get a tenant if they're a landlord, or press a button and get an actual apartment if they're a potential tenant and they're looking to find a place to rent.
Are people actually able to do the rental sight unseen, or is that part of the process still a must-have?
In some cases, if you're renting in a big property where you can get all the information you need up front, from the layout to the pictures, and again, we have fulfillment partners that can actually visit the property on behalf of a potential tenant, it is possible to do it sight unseen. Most people opt not to. I don't advise to do it if you have the opportunity to actually visit the property, but some people do.
What keeps you up at night about your business?
Well, we want to grow faster. So we started in Massachusetts. We're now in 9 markets. We have access to more than 3 million units and growing fast, but we always want to grow faster. About half the population in this country is renting. And in a report I read last week, home ownership rate is as low as it's been in almost 5 decades. So there's no question the demand for rental is growing. It's very painful still to find properties for rent. It's very difficult for landlords, especially the smaller or the medium-sized landlords, to navigate the rental market, to attract tenants efficiently, and we want to solve that in as many places as we can quickly.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Ishai Grinberg, the CEO and founder of RentalBeast.
Still to come, the healthiest popcorn you can make. But first, the simplest and most effective cleaning tool around. Next on the Language of Business, look at disruptive technologies. Our sponsor is Art Lifting. If you have a small business, or even if you run a Fortune 500 company, you can uplift the look of your office with Art Lifting. Art Lifting has over 1,300 artworks in a variety of styles and prices. You can buy them or rent them and switch them up on a rotation every month or so. But wait, there's more. All of the Art Lifting art is by artists who are homeless or dealing with disabilities. So you not only brighten and uplift your office, you're helping local communities across the USA. To learn more and view the collection, go to artlifting.com. The Language of Business look at disruptive technologies continues. Once again, here's Greg Stoller.
Can you clean all areas of your home without any toxic chemicals? No fragrances, dyes, or allergens. My next guest is going to tell you how. Sandy Poser, welcome to the Language of Business.
Thank you. And Greg, what if that same natural product also kills odors and disinfects naturally with no toxic ingredients? In fact, it's 10 times more powerful than bleach, yet it's completely safe.
What's the science behind it?
Force of Nature is a patented appliance that you use at home that's based upon a technology called electrolyzed water. Electrolyzed water is a technology that's very well known. In fact, it's used throughout the world in medical applications and also in hospitals. And what electrolyzer water does is creates a small electrical charge in the device itself, and it converts that device. We only use 3 ingredients in the device: water, salt, and vinegar. The electrical charge goes through the device and it creates electrolyzed water. Electrolyzed water itself is made up of only 2 ingredients, 2 very natural ingredients, in fact. The first is sodium hydroxide, which is the basic cleaner in all cleaning chemicals. That's been proven to be very effective. We did testing in a lab at the University of Massachusetts called the Toxic Use Reduction Lab. And there we tested the cleaning efficacy of the product, and it works as well as all the typical brands that you might buy at a grocery store. The second ingredient is really the magic behind the product, and it's called hypochlorous acid. And that's an ingredient your body actually produces to fight bacteria and viruses in your body. So when you have an infection in your body, your white blood cells produce hypochlorous acid to fight that infection. Our product, we found a way to actually produce that in a device to clean and sanitize your home.
Does your product have an unlimited shelf life?
No, actually not. One of the unique characteristics of the product is it has two weeks of shelf life. And it's one of the major reasons why this product has never been introduced. It's one of the disruptive parts of the business model. Most chemical companies are in the business of shipping product through grocery stores and into your home. With our device, you actually make it in your home and on site. So we have the device that makes a very small amount, about 12 ounces, product that you can use over 2 weeks, so there's really no shelf life problems for the consumer. So you make it at home and you use it at home.
Sandy, can we see a product demonstration, please?
Certainly. The product is very easy to make. The first step is filling the activator bottle with tap water. Second step is you take the capsule, which is the formula of salt, water, and vinegar, and you just squirt it in.
Okay.
Reclose it. Put it on the base. Push a button.
And this is electrical, it looks like.
It's plugged in, and it's, and as you can see, the magic starts, and we are now making the product.
Okay. And it'll, you said this is only salt, vinegar, and water.
That's the only three ingredients that go into the product.
So no problem with children, no problem with the elderly.
In fact, we recommend if you're at home with children that you have your child make it.
It looks like the product is ready. Right. Could you please describe us the next steps?
Right. Okay. So you just open it up. Open up the spray bottle. Pour it directly in. Put the top back on.
And is this a standard spray bottle?
No, this is a new spray bottle that's on the market. You simply spray on any surface that you like. And if you'll notice, the spray will, we call it an extended spray. So I pump it and we'll go out for 2 or 3 seconds in a fine mist, which makes it a very, very nice product.
If you're using standard ingredients, how easy is it going to be to have a competitive advantage?
We clean as well as the commercial cleaners. We disinfect better than the green, and we do it all completely safely.
And what price point have you chosen?
For each 12-ounce bottle that we make is only around 50 cents.
And is that going to be 50 cents per use or 50 cents over 2 weeks?
Typical users will use a bottle in a 1 to 2 week period. So if you do an annual cost of that, it's about $1 to $2 a month, $10 to $12 a year.
Are you going to consider licensing the technology or trying to sell the product outright?
No, we think we can really disrupt the market. We think this is a very big idea and we want to go to market ourselves.
Sandy, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sandy Poza, the CEO and founder of Force of Nature.
Still to come, the healthiest popcorn you can make as the Language of Business look at disruptive technologies continues. One more time, here's Greg.
It may sound corny, but business is popping here in Dover, New Hampshire. We're here with Julie Lapham, General Manager of Pops Up Popcorn, and welcome to the Language of Business.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So popcorn has been around for quite a long time. What makes yours disruptive?
The Pops Up Popper is a new way to microwave popcorn. It's different than any other microwave popcorn on the market. Well, the box that the popcorn comes in is actually the popper. So within the popper is the popcorn in 12 pouches. So you would open the box, take out the 12 pouches, and then take one pouch, put it back in, and then that box is what goes in the microwave. In doing so, we've created a smaller carbon footprint. It becomes a great value, competitively priced. We are able to eliminate all of the health associated health risks that are currently associated with microwave popcorn.
Is that because of the cardboard that it's being popped in?
It's the whole design of it. Microwave popcorn right now, it has, you know, chemicals and it has plastic or metal embedded in it. All of these things are, you know, really unhealthy. Oils that are in it are chemically altered, and the smell and the taste, it's all chemicals. By popping it in this cardboard box that we have control over, we know that it's completely safe, just virgin paperboard. So you've eliminated that. And then the popcorn kernels that we get, they're from a fourth generation family operated, sustainably operated farm in Pennsylvania. So we know they're safe. They're certified non-GMO.
And GMO stands for?
Genetically modified organism, which means that the DNA of whatever it is that's genetically modified has been altered to a desired trait. This doesn't have the GMO, it doesn't have any of the chemicals that are plaguing the microwave popcorn industry.
How does your pricing compare with your competition?
The range is anywhere between, say, $1 to $2.50. There are some brands that have tried to clean up microwave popcorn. They've done some things to make it better. Very often that increases the price up in the $2.50 per batch range. And when I mean a batch, I'm talking about a large microwave popcorn bag pops 2.5 quarts, which is what our box pop. So that's the comparative that I'm making.
Is anyone able to put any toppings on the popcorn once it's ready?
Pops a Popper pops air pop popcorn. So the consumer can choose whatever toppings they want. And if they're anything like anyone like me, my mood changes. So one day I'm in a spicy mood, I can sprinkle some sriracha sea salt on, or the next day I like something sweet. Especially in the evening when, the first thing I reach for is, the ice cream and the cookies. So instead now we got this healthy snack with maple sugar.
And these are your own toppings as opposed to bought at some other retailer?
Yep, exactly. We have a line. Well, we've been at farmers markets all winter testing our organic flavor popcorn seasoning blends. And we've taken our best sellers and we've been packaging for retail, which will be out within the next month.
Julie, how did you originally get into this business?
Well, my husband Marty is my partner. It's bothered both of us that, you take this super healthy snack. I mean, popcorn is a seed that has all the nutrients, everything you need to grow a plant. So how can you take this super healthy snack that there are, 17 billion cups of popcorn consumed in America, that's widely consumed, and make it so bad, so unhealthy. And we set out on our mission to find a new way, a totally new way, that would eliminate all those risks. And I believe we've accomplished that.
What are some secrets to perfect microwave popcorn?
Well, first of all, you buy the pops of Popper, of course. What you want to do is put the popper on the outer edge of your microwave plate so that it goes around. Microwave ovens have high and low spots, so that'll give you a better average. The reason why you don't have to do that with a microwave bag or a conventional microwave bag is because it has this sometimes metal, sometimes plastic strip embedded in called a susceptor. And we don't have that. We don't have any of that stuff. So that compensates for it by going around. And then do not use the popcorn button. And of course, use your own toppings. Some people really just enjoy air pop popcorn, but if you're going to choose toppings, be creative.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Julie Lapham, General Manager of Pops Up Popcorn here in Dover, New Hampshire. Think you have what it takes to disrupt a market? The four companies we saw today think they have the winning formula through technology, innovation, and passion. We'll see in the coming months how many could become house.
Thanks, Greg. We publish a new episode of The Language of Business every Tuesday. We're available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and TuneIn and Google Play and Stitcher, or just say, Alexa, play The Language of Business.
Searching for latest episode of The Language of Business. Here it is from my cast.
We have downloads in 21 states and now in 24 different countries. Ukraine and Portugal are the latest additions. Thank you for the support. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do so. It's free and there's no obligation. Our director is Mark Mandel. Social media by Jennifer Powell of ExcellentWriters.com. Consulting producer is Helen Tierney of Happy Accident Productions. Audio editing and voiceover by yours truly. Special thanks to Mike Carruthers of SomethingYouShouldKnow.net. For Greg Stoller and the entire team, I'm executive producer Don Kelly. Thanks for listening to The Language of Business.